You are listening to The Mary Lou Show. I'm Mary Lou Henner, and I'm here in Hollywood, California with Lauren Henner and Jessica Davis. This week, our shows, we're going to have a big addiction show tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about everything that you can be addicted to, whether it's food or people or gambling, alcohol, all kinds of things. Great information. Friday, we've got a show about summer blast, everything about the summer, whether it's summer safety, summer recipes, summer fashion, things to look out for during the summer. And also Emily Deschanel from Bones, the series Bones. She's going to be here talking about an eco-friendly summer. Very excited about that. And right now on the phone, we have one of my favorite guests. I've been doing this a month, and Chloe Jo, you are already one of my top favorite guests. I just love you. You have so much great information. The head of Girly Girl Army, a fabulous website for everything about green living, vegan, eco-friendly clothes, parenting, everything, breastfeeding, you've got it all. And she's here with us today. If you'd like to ask Chloe Jo a question or you want to make a comment about anything we're discussing, the number here is 855-3-M-A-R-I-L-U, 855-362-7458. So, I always, you know, people always say to me, well, you know, you've been living this healthy lifestyle a long time. What do you think is a good first step? And I love asking people who have been doing it, especially because you focus not only on food, but on fashion and everything else. Where would you say, where do you like to tell people who might be feeling overwhelmed with information, what's their good starting point?
Well, in terms of, you know, in terms of food, obviously the best way to start is a meatless Monday, or just putting your toe in and just doing a couple vegan dinners a night, or even starting with the transitional foods, meaning the foods that are just analogs, the foods that taste like what they're already eating. So if you eat mac and cheese, just switching to a vegan mac and cheese, or if you eat hamburgers, just switching to veggie burgers. So really just simulating what you already, what your diet already is, and then slowly getting really clean and cleaner and cleaner. And obviously on GirlyGirlArmy.com, we have recipes to replace everything you're used to eating. But in terms of fashion, you know, people say, well, what am I supposed to do? Throw out my whole wardrobe? I already have, you know, piles of clothes. And I say, of course not. I say, you know, there's a number of ways to do it. This is one of my, one of the ways I'm most fond of doing it, is if you really feel like you're ready to totally veganize and animal-free your wardrobe, the way to do it is to take all your animal clothes, meaning all your leather and your wool and your silk or whatever else you feel uncomfortable wearing now, and either selling them on eBay or to a consignment store or donating them, and then using the proceeds to donate to one of your favorite charities, specifically maybe an animal charity, and then starting fresh, or having a swap, a clothing swap with friends, and upcycling your wardrobe and switching out, or slowly just by bringing in all the new pieces you bring in, just bringing in newer, cleaner, greener pieces. So just, you know, you don't have to go all out. You don't have to dump everything from your wardrobe that's leather and wool.
Sure.
If, you know, that's not, if you don't feel comfortable doing that. I mean, even I personally, who's been, you know, in this world now for like 10 years, I didn't dump all my leather all at once. In fact, I think my wardrobe probably still has a few old pieces in it that I just haven't, you know, given away yet, or have some sort of, you know, value, some sort of sentimental value. But everything I buy that's new or bring in the house that's new is either vintage or vegan or completely organic and eco-friendly.
Right.
We so, have so much to choose from.
Right. There's so many things now that are so much more attractive than they were even 10 years ago. You know,
totally.
They have found different ways.
Different styles. If you have a hippie style or more of an angular linear style, there's options for all of us and price ranges.
Sure, absolutely.
For every price range. People always say to me, you know, I'm really concerned about, you know, buying all these really expensive eco clothes. I can't afford it. And I say, you know what's really cheap? Your local Goodwill, your Salvation Army, your vintage store, your antiques market, because vintage clothes aren't only high fashion, they're also the cleanest, greenest thing you could possibly buy.
Mm-hmm. I have a jacket that I wore for the Celebrity Apprentice. I got it right before Celebrity Apprentice, the first time I did it in 2007. So that's almost 6 years ago. And I got it at Kate downtown in Soho. And it was, it's a totally 100% vegan, and you would swear it's a leather jacket. And I get so many compliments on it all the time. And a lot of the stuff that I've gotten there, I mean, now she's doing mostly stuff online, but it's K-A-I-G-H-T. But it's so echo, and the stuff is beautiful. And you would, gorgeous. You could put it right next to a leather jacket and say, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, I called you for this time because I wanted to have all eco-friendly and vegan clothes, even though I didn't get to, you never got to see the things that I, you know, you never got to see us carrying bags and stuff on camera, unfortunately. Right. But I, you know, you were able to connect me with some beautiful non-leather bags.
Yeah, like you saw me, there's so much more. There used to just be, really, our options were pay less, which is, you know, cheap sort of plastic made in China, unfortunately, or Stella McCartney, which is really, you know, very expensive for most people. So now there's all these in between. There's all different price ranges of, you know, cruelty-free clothes. And a lot of people mistakenly think that leather is just a byproduct of the meat industry, and it's really not. It's a totally separate thing.
I know, because people probably feel like, you know, oh, they're not going to stop serving steaks in restaurants, so, you know, I at least I'm not killing them for that reason. You know, the steakhouses are killing them for that reason. I'm just using the byproduct. So you're right, they don't realize.
They don't realize
most of
industry.
Our leather comes from India, where they don't eat meat. So it's really just the skins, and those tanneries are some of the most toxic places in the world, both for the people that work there and for us wearing these products. I mean, those tanneries are, you know, there's a number of pieces on Girly Girl Army about the statistics of the carcinogens that are coming out of there, the formaldehydes and the toxins.
Right.
So, you know, it's really like they're
putting
so
them
many
into
other
the environment.
Options.
Lauren, you had a question?
What about wool? What I didn't realize that that's a problem also. Is that,
I mean, you know, problem, you know, yeah, it's not, it's a, you know, any animal fiber comes from the animal agriculture industry, and so it's therefore a problem. I mean, wool, the problem is most of these sheep are there's this practice called mulesing, which is ripping out a chunk of flesh out of their back with no anesthesia, so it's like they dig a big hole chunk out of their back to keep the flies off them, because the flies will be deterred by the scabbing, so it keeps the flies off the from laying eggs in the wool. So it's very painful. Many of them die from the infection of it, and then they all become mutton, because mutton is one of the, you know, number one imports to the Middle East. So, you know, it's all supporting the industry, and, you know, the wool sheep shearing industry. These are not sheep that are sheared lovingly on a family farm. They do it so quickly that the shearing, I mean, all these sheep get, some of them get they are killed from how many nicks and scratches, because they do them so fast. You have to do it very slowly and lovingly to not hurt them. So, yeah, it's really, wool is a very cruel byproduct of the animal industry, and it's so unnecessary. There's soy cashmere now. There's cotton. There's, you know, so many synthetics. You know, anywhere you go, from, you know, Kmart to Target to a high-end organic store, will have fibers that are non-animal fibers available.
So, and it doesn't have to be, and they don't have to be that ugly plastic that they used to be.
No, you wouldn't even know the difference.
Right. Or they don't have to be, you know, that horrible, like, polyester sort of fake thing that doesn't let your skin breathe.
Right. Mm-hmm. I've seen some elegant, beautiful women, and, you know, major celebrities like you, and, you know, beautiful people who work, you know, normal jobs, who just always look elegant and beautiful, and they're wearing completely cruelty-free fibers. There's a way to do it. There's a replacement for everything. I mean, even you were talking about leather, and you're going to, I know, have Leanne from Vote Couture on in a little while. Leanne has these really cool waxed motorcycle leather jackets now.
Oh, I know. She's got a coat that I am going, as soon as the show's over, I'm ordering, because it's
so fabulous.
I'm sure she'll
fabulous.
Send it to
you.
It's incredible.
She has beautiful coats.
You know, and I love that she was shown in Fashion Week. I mean, I think it's really changing. Yeah. I think people are realizing you don't have to eat animals the way we used to think we had to for some kind of nutrition. I mean, I know that right now on Girly Girl Army, on the front page, you have a whole thing about B12 and the B vitamins, being vegan and the B vitamins and stuff. Your information every month, you put it out every month or every 2 weeks?
Oh, every day. The newsletter, if you sign up for the newsletter, it goes out weekly, but there's a new article up, but at least one every day.
Yeah, well, I guess I get the weekly then,
because that's
the one with like all the articles. And you're always placing animals. So what happens to the animals that you don't place? I'm always heartbroken, or do you pretty much get to place all of them?
So I'm not obviously the direct person who handles all the animals. I post them for friends who work in animal rescue. But, you know, the truth is people don't realize this, and I certainly didn't realize this because I didn't grow up with pets. You know, I grew up in an Orthodox Jewish home, and nobody had pets because there was no kosher dog food, and you'd unkosher your house if you had pets. So, of course, the first thing I did when I left home was I wanted a dog. So I adopted a dog only to find out, you know, anything I do, I really do my research and my due diligence that 800 pets per shelter or per state per day are put down because people don't adopt. They buy pets. So it's really shocking, and it's a really, like, heartbreaking statistic, but that's the truth. So it's a good
encouragement. So should you neuter and spay your dogs? I mean, should you neuter and spay your animals?
You neuter and spay and adopt. You know, that's the best way. And foster, because sometimes, I mean, there's still, like, thousands of kill shelters in the United States. There's one, you know, right up here in New York City where I adopted my dogs from. And, you know, every day, at the end of the day, there are pets that get put down. And if I could go pull a few pets every day just to, you know, save them, I would and I could. But I have, you know, 5 adopted pets here right now in New York City.
Do you have 5 dogs right now?
I have 2 old dogs. Big old mutts, big pit bull mutts, and then I have 3 cats.
Oh, in your house. And your boys are probably very used to them. Yeah.
But yeah, no, totally. And that's another thing. I mean, pit bull awareness, it's really how you raise the animals. It's not, you know, they're only cruel dogs are raised by cruel people. It's, you know, they're really like how you raise them. My dogs are the most gentle, sweet, loving. I mean,
are they vegan?
With babies.
Did you do vegan dogs?
They've vacillated with veganism, and there's been times where I have and times where I haven't. They've rejected it, but you can have vegan pets.
We had a dog, Pablo, who was a when Michael and I first got together, he had this beautiful animal, and then when he came to live with us, he became like, you know, almost mostly vegan, and we'd give him vegan dog food and stuff, but he still did some of the regular type dog food, but very high end.
Totally.
But we got him on supplements.
People have vegan dogs.
He lived 14 years, and he got supplements. We got him, you know, acupuncture. I mean, we really took good care of him, and it's amazing how long he lived. My dogs, Michael,
15 and 16.
Yeah.
And I make them smoothies every day with flax and chia and hemp, and they eat beautifully, and they're in great shape, all things considered. I mean, it's pretty amazing. Like
Absolutely.
You say, I mean, the proof's in the pudding, and for me, that's chia seed almond pudding.
We will be back after these messages. Chloe, can you stay for one more thing? Because I want to talk to you about the future of health and how we can all get involved and what we should know. Back after this, Chloe Jo Davis, Girly Girl Army.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We are back. You are listening to The Mary Lou Show. I'm Mary Lou Henner with Lauren Henner, Jessica Davis, and with us today, Chloe Jo Davis. From, no relation to Jessica Davis. Chloe Jo Davis from Girly Girl Army, and there's her little baby. Oh, my gosh, so cute, little Freedom.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Freedom. 8 months old. So cute. And we have a question for for both of us about from Caroline in San Antonio. So Caroline, are you on the line with us right now? Can you hear us?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, it's such a pleasure to speak with you. And I was telling the person who answered the phone that I was live streaming on my iPad, and actually, I really wasn't aware of your show, Mary Lou, but I follow you on Twitter, and this morning I saw the little tweet about the show, and I decided to log in, and mm-hmm. So I've really been enjoying this discussion. You're welcome. I'm a huge fan of yours, and I'm a pharmacist actually by trade, but you know, a few years ago, I have a twin sister, and she actually got me your book, The Total Health Makeover, and I really enjoyed it also from a recipe point of view, but I kind of read it, and I have to admit I didn't fully implement a lot of what you discussed about the dairy and everything. But more recently, in my life in the past 6 months or a year, I've had some weird symptoms. And I went to the doctor, and he said, you know, they were testing to make sure I didn't have multiple sclerosis.
Oh, wow.
And luckily I did not have that diagnosis. But I had toyed with the idea of going vegetarian. You know, we hear about Bill Clinton and how he's lost
sure.
a lot of weight. And,
yeah.
Alicia Silverstone has a book, too, The Kind Diet, and it
yes.
talks about flirting with veganism or vegetarianism. And I decided that I would implement, you know, more of the vegetarian meals. And in the past 6 months, of course, I did hire a personal trainer. I've lost 32 pounds.
Wow.
Entirely by cutting out the dairy. I've cut out dairy, like, you know, kind of like what you have been kind of promoting. You were ahead of the curve, I should say, you know, and eating whole foods. And it's just amazing how my symptoms have kind of disappeared. I know this, you know, it may sound like a dream, but it truly has been really, really an eye-opening experience. And as a pharmacist, we're often at the, you know, the tail end of having to deal with patients and give them, you know, the Western medication after the problem is already there. And really now, it's, you know, the trend towards prevention is so key.
Oh, that's so great. I'm so glad you called today. That's great, especially with Chloe on the phone, because we've, you know, we want to get this kind of information out there for people, and this is such a great testimonial to what we've been preaching for so many years. So thank you so much.
And I wanted to thank her, too. I wasn't familiar with the Girly Girl Army, but, you know, I'm definitely going to join. I'll be marching with the troops, so to speak. So you guys have a great morning, and thank you. And I look forward, Mary Lou, to your show about the food addictions, because, you know, that is, you know, kind of all ties in with, you know, the topic.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, it really is progress, not perfection. Everybody's at a different place in their health journey. And you, sometimes it's a few steps forward, few steps back, whatever. But as long as you're marching forward, you know, it makes a big difference. So thank you, Caroline, for calling in.
Thank you. Great. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Oh, that's nice. That wasn't a plant or anything.
And you know how she said, it was so interesting because how she said that she didn't fully take your advice all the way, but then when she did, she started feeling better right away. I mean, I was the biggest carnivore. I was the girl who'd go out for steaks with all the guys when their girlfriends would only eat a salad. I was the biggest carnivore. I ate so much cheese and dairy and everything else. I was a huge foodie, and now here I am standing here, you know, hardcore vegan, and I made it work, and I still eat all those foods that I loved. I just eat the vegan versions. That's what people
right.
say. Like, don't you miss this? No, I don't.
No.
Because instead of steak, I have a really amazing seitan steak. Or,
right.
you know, don't you miss dairy? No, we have Daya cheese. We're fine. We have
cows. Don't you think Daya is really, like, one of the best products? It really is revolutionized the non-dairy.
I happen to be obsessed with Dr. Cow's because it's not processed. It's just nuts and acidophilus,
uh-huh.
and it's unbelievable. And it's more like a wine and cheese. It's fantastic. And we have more and more coming. I mean, the Natural Expo
sure.
I think was recently. I'm sure
crazy.
You were there. The
yes.
amount of products that are on the market, we have absolutely, there is absolutely 100% a replacement for any non-vegan
anything.
Food you could possibly want. You will find it plant-based.
And your palate changes
better.
Too. Oh, Chloe, I hate to say, you are so fabulous. We've got to work out our Fashion Friday. I will talk to you very soon. Thank you so much for being with
Thank
us today.
You
You're
so
the best.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chloe.
Thanks,
guys. You're great. And bye-bye, freedom.
Bye.
Chloe Jo Davis, Girly Girl Army, back after
this. GMO stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Round, round, get around, I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
The Mary Lou Show, and I'm Mary Lou Henner with Lauren Henner and Jessica Davis. Chloe Jo Davis was just with us from Girly Girl Army. She's so good. She's got so much great information, so I definitely think you should check out her site, G-I-R-L-I-E, G-I-R-L-A-R-M-Y, girlygirlarmy.com. And, yeah, it's interesting people's opinions about, you know, all things vegan and stuff. She does make it look good, and she definitely makes it look much more appealing to take care of yourself and dress well without having some kind of goofy clothes that they used to have. I mean, it's great. I also want to talk about the fact that we have a great Viva La Vegan class starting at MaryLou.com. You know, I have coaches who teach the Total Health Makeover program, and I teach classes there as well. And we do memory classes about navigating the minefields of self-sabotage. We do Hot for the Holidays, Booty Camp, all kinds of great classes. And we have one starting July 8th, Viva La Vegan. And two of my coaches, who are our mother and daughter team, Jan and Kyra, they have fantastic information with all kinds of links and recipes and you know, just great, great, great stuff at MaryLou.com, the class Viva La Vegan on July 8th. So make sure you check us out over there. During the show, we're also going to have Leanne Mealy Hilgart, who's the founder of Vote Couture, a vegan clothing line. So we're kind of celebrating all things eco-friendly and vegan. And tomorrow we have our addiction show, as well as Friday we have a show all about Summer Blast. So I hope you will join us then, for sure.
Every time you mention self-sabotage, I don't know why, I always
you
get
laugh.
I get this image of like an amusement park ride that you should run someday, that you should design based on self-sabotage, where it's like the catacombs at the Ivanhoe restaurant.
When we were little. Like,
face your fears. Come this way.
You're thinking about the Face Your Fears chapter from Where Your Life Well.
Yeah.
No, but self-sabotage is different. Self-sabotage
is... I know. That's a big
you
topic.
You think it's Pippin.
Yes, Pippin. There you go. I see choreography.
You do. You see Fosse choreography.
I do. That's a great musical.
Yeah.
Face Your Fears.
Self-sabotage.
Join us. Face Your Fears.
Okay, we're pretty wacky here this morning. No, but it's true. People have so many. Talk about, you know, we can talk about this tomorrow during the addiction show. But, yeah, there's all kinds of self-sabotage that goes on. Just as you get close to having something good in your life or feeling good about yourself or your body or your health, you, like, all of a sudden go to face your fears, go to the self-sabotage place. And it's pretty...
Everybody does that.
People do it. Yeah. It's the carrot and the stick, that kind of thing. Well, no, I mean, not everybody does it, but...
Just when you think you have it all figured out, something blindsides you. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, we'll talk about this tomorrow a lot, but that, for me, that's always been the case. Whenever I was on a track where mm-hmm. I thought I had it all figured out, and, oh, from this point on, I'll never make a mistake again... An hour later, something surprises you.
But when you say it surprises you...
In fact, when you have that moment where you think you've really got it figured out, that's usually when you're most vulnerable.
Sure.
Because you...
Get sloppy.
You get sloppy. You start to think it's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really never all that easy. I mean, it can get to a point where you really have it under control, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
it is like that. You do get blindsided and...
For so many different reasons.
Slip up easily. Yeah,
I remember the first time I really did a photo session where I went, wow, I got in the best shape of my life. I put everything into getting prepared for this. I had to take photos. It was a big, long story about what happened and, you know, why I had to take them. But I got these pictures and I looked at these photographs and thought, I can never achieve this again, so I might as well just give up. You know, like,
right.
And everybody talk about slipped in the other direction.
You can't
like,
set the bar too high for yourself.
Yeah, I know.
Times in life.
Like,
yes.
You do that, and you go, oh, forget it. Okay, I've peaked, and I'm
why
never going to be able
to. Why yeah. bother?
This is too much effort, you know.
I know. But I just had that with my cholesterol. I got a 98 cholesterol. I never thought it was possible to be under 100, and I actually got under 100. Mm-hmm. Under 100?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I wonder, so after a
so
little
now
weekend...
Oh, I'm going out for pizza.
No.
No, I'm kidding.
Don't show up the next day because I'll smell it on you, for sure, across the table. No, I mean, I think, but it's a range. You know, we talked about this the other day. It's like that pendulum is swinging, and if you don't make it too extreme in one direction, then you won't have it too extreme in the other direction. You know, it's all about a balance, finding something. You're always going to have a range of, you know, sort of bad boy, bad girl behavior.
Of course, there are holidays. You want to enjoy yourself.
Some kind of thing. Look forward to it or, you know, some kind of guilty pleasure night of, oh, I'm going to go, you know, whatever your idea of the party is at this point.
You keep changing the definition of the party. It's all relative.
Right.
You know, what used to be the party is,
oh, my gosh.
I wouldn't survive that day anymore.
You'd need dialysis.
I know.
It would be really different. Yeah.
My friends, we were all deciding, some of the, when I used to work at Dangerfields, some of the guys smoked old gold cigarettes. So we thought, hey, let's start saving, or one of the cigarettes that had the coupons on the back, Raleigh or Bel Air or something like that. So we thought, let's start saving up the coupons, and maybe we'll get the catalog and see if there's a pool table or something. We'll set up a pool table upstairs. That was our plan. So we get the catalog. It's like, you need 600 coupons to get a bag clip.
That's how you'd have to really...
So we were saying that the bag clip is, that's for your IV bag
while you're in the hospital. From all the, what you call it. Comes,
if you save up enough over a lifetime, you get an iron lung.
That's right. That's so crazy. We have in the next segment, at the top of the hour, we're going to have Leanne Mealy Hilgard, who's the founder of Vote Couture, a vegan clothing line, so I'm excited to talk to her. And right now we have Sydney from Pittsburgh, who's got a question for us. Sydney, are you on?
Yes. Hello,
hi.
Mary Lou. How are you?
Good morning. What a nice voice you have. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. I love your show. And my question today is concerning, does breastfeeding ever become harmful to the body after using that method of feeding after six or more children? And the reason I'm asking that is my niece is breastfeeding her second child, and she plans to have maybe a few more, but I just wanted to know if you knew any information concerning that.
No, you know, I don't think breastfeeding is ever bad for the mother or for the baby. I mean, our mom had six children. She breastfed all of us. I think Melody says that she wasn't breastfed because our mom was sick during, so maybe one of our sisters was not, but I know all of us were breastfed, every one of us. And our mom had a great figure, and she, you know, she was, so it wasn't a question of like her body falling apart or anything like that. And she always recommended breastfeeding because she felt like it helped shrink her uterus, and that's why she was able to get back in shape. And when you breastfeed, you feel that, you know, you can actually feel your uterus shrinking as you breastfeed your child. It's almost like the body works so in nature, you know, it's just such a natural thing.
Why does it do that?
Kind of the sucking, and it's like your body's getting ready for something else. It's all part of a natural process. Mm-hmm. Just as your breasts become engorged with milk to feed the baby while you're pregnant, you know, then it's like everything kind of reverses after you have the baby, being able to feed your child through your breasts, and then it's like your uterus shrinks as a result because it just works together. It's like the most perfect machine. I mean, I know that women have a much harder time getting back in shape. You know, you might keep a little extra weight on, but then it goes right away afterwards. I mean, I lost so much weight breastfeeding. And also, you're producing even more, you're burning up more calories feeding your child than you do even when you're carrying your child. So I say, hey, go for it. It's fantastic. And the bonding experience with your child is great. So.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
I'm glad you called. Thank you so much.
Again. Thank you.
Thanks,
Sydney. Bye.
Oh, I like doing the show. I'm so glad. This is turning into one of my most favorite things in my career. I mean, I love, you know, acting, and I certainly love writing the books, but it's great to, like, meet people from all over the country and all over the world and to be able to communicate and to share really cool information that I have learned over the years, because it's so different than when I first started. I don't know if you remember when I first got into health and I came home for Christmas. Our mother had passed away in 1978, and her, as I'm always saying, her death was a real epiphany for me. But when I came home for Christmas in 79 and said, I know what killed mommy and daddy. I know the yin and the yang. I know about, you know, I didn't call it plant-based then, but I was talking about fruits and vegetables and beans and brown rice, and was making little sushi rolls back then with nori and brown rice and different, you know, really studied macrobiotics. That was kind of my first step. And I remember saying, I, you know, the yin and the yang. And Crystal said, yeah, what's the yin and yang of a calzone, you know, as a joke. And I remember that for dinner we were having like Yorkshire pudding and roast beef, and it's so different now.
When Joanne was cooking.
Yeah, Joanne was cooking. Yeah, and so, and she would never make that now.
Yeah, I mean, that nobody else ever made that. Joanne got into that whole gourmet. She got into, what's her name?
Our oldest
Julia
sister.
Child.
Yeah.
She started doing a lot of Julia Child recipes.
But it was so, we would nobody in the family, I don't care who it is, they don't eat like that now. I mean, they, you know, Joanne and Drake are practically vegan. They eat very clean food. They go on their little cleansing diet. They've learned so much from listening to Neil Barnard on PBS.
Well, the older you get, the less you can get away with, too. So just naturally, everybody starts to move in that direction as you get past 30 and 40.
Yeah, and also you just feel so bad. You know, you don't want to wake up with inflammation
yeah.
and with kinds of things. So, you know, it's great to see that people are really taking to heart not only the good information, but that they are taking chances and experimenting and trying new things. And you know what I love? It's there's the youth movement has taken over in terms of, you know, you used to see people in health food stores that were sick and older.
That's true.
And now it's
big
like
difference.
All these young kids. I mean, I'm excited to talk to Leanne about this and find out what her turning point was. Next time Chloe's on, I want to ask her, because everybody's got that turning point thing that happens.
Yeah, compare people at Whole Foods compared to people at Kmart or
Ralph's or something.
Yeah.
I don't want to say anything bad about some of our other local grocery stores. What's with this music? It's so weird. We'll be back after these messages. Top of the hour, we have Leanne Mealy Hilgart, founder of Vote Couture, vegan clothing line. Back after this.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
To the Mary Lou Show. I'm Mary Lou Henner, here with Lauren Henner and Jessica Davis. And in the next, at the top of the hour, we're going to have Leanne Mealy Hilgart, founder of Vote Couture, vegan clothing line. She showed in Fashion Week. How exciting is that? That's one of my favorite things to go to in my life. Lauren, you and I just went to the Project Runway one, so we can ask her about what it was like to do that. The first vegan clothing line ever shown in Fashion Week. So that'll be fun to get the scoop on.
I modeled paper clothing.
You did Fashion Week?
No, not that big. But I did do that once, remember?
I know. I saw the
back
the
in
ad.
The day.
Yeah. That's
all
cool.
Paper clothes.
That was a big thing. That was a big thing a long, long time ago.
I mean,
clothes? Yeah, when you did the fashion show for it, that was like the second version of it. Because
yeah.
They did vegan clothes, not vegan, paper clothing when I was a kid. So when you were really little.
I did it for Staples.
No,
some other. Yes. A different thing. I forgot what the name of the company was. But yeah, that was 1987.
Mm-hmm. Do you have photographic evidence of this piece?
I do.
Yeah, the pictures.
Yeah.
You have to see it, paper clothing.
You, yeah.
People could only wear it like a couple times.
They had a bridal gown that was paper, which is actually a good idea since you only wear it once.
But right.
Even that was $600.
You send out your thank you notes. After.
And you have people, you have people sign it.
Uh-huh.
You have people sign your wedding gown, which is kind of nice.
Yeah. Odd, but yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of strange. Yeah, so we'll get the whole scoop on all the clothing. Tomorrow's our addiction show, so get your questions ready. And Friday we have Summer Blast coming up. Before we talk about clothes again, I ate something yesterday that was so much fun to eat, and I was thinking about how happy food should make you. When you eat it, you should say, wow, I feel really good from this. Now, what I'm going to say it was not really what it ended up being because it was a vegan version. And Jessica, we were at the shoot, the Funny or Die shoot yesterday, and they had a menu, a takeout menu, and they said, okay, so figure out what you guys want. And they had a little vegan section, and they said it was a banh mi. I guess most banh mis, B-A-N-H-M-I, most of them are meat. But it's a Vietnamese dish, and I guess it means sandwich, too, but I didn't eat the bread because the bread did not appeal to me. But the inside of the sandwich was so good. And I want to learn how to make that.
How much was left over?
No, there was
a lot. That's an appetizer. That's not really...
No, well, I was working. So, you know, you get so excited when you're working anyway, especially if you're dancing.
Yeah.
But the inside of the sandwich was this great little combination of vegetables and flavors and spices and jalapenos or something. It was great. It was so good.
Yeah, I love Vietnamese sandwiches. We had one right next to us in Brooklyn that we ate at. It was our staple. I loved it.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. You don't have to sacrifice flavor to eat vegan food. And it just made me happy, and it gave me the fuel to dance all afternoon.
Was the bread sort of like a French bread, a little bit?
No, it was like a focaccia, wasn't it? It was like big and thick.
Yeah.
It seemed like
the one where we went was more like a French bread.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No, this was like a big, thick, white flour focaccia, so I didn't want to eat it.
I see.
Because that would have really made me feel like I was taking in paste for the day, you know. But it was so good, and food should make you happy. You should feel good after you eat something, you know. Learn to love the food that loves you, because you're going to have better energy, better stamina for sure, and not just feel that super high and then super crash, you know. Mm-hmm. It just was really good, clean, fun food to eat.
When you eat bread, you feel like you're taking in paste?
Paste, yeah. Do you remember we used to make paste in paper mache with flour and water?
Flour and water, right.
Yeah, well, what do you think you're eating?
I like to just take Elmer's right out of the bottle. That's what I do.
You get it all
done. Save the trouble.
I don't even want to ask what comes out when you do that. A globe.
Does slow you down a bit.
Yeah, yes. I would think. But, yeah, you should feel so, you know, excited. It's funny. I know this is way TMI, and it's Wednesday, so maybe this is, you know, something else. But today I have to go to the gynecologist because just for every 6 months I go, and I was thinking that my boys, we always are late with our going to their doctors to get their school things, because my boys don't go to the doctors during the year. They don't have to go. So they go once a year for their school things. I go twice a year, and someone has to always, you know, tell us, oh, yeah, it's time to fill those
your boys, Nick and Joe, your sons, yeah. not your backup dancers.
No, not my backup dancers. We'll be back after this with Leanne Mealy Hilgard, founder of Vote Couture Vegan Clothing Line. Very excited to ask her some questions. Get your questions ready. 1-855-3-MARILU, 855-362-7458. Back after this.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.